Thank you for listening. You are tuned into Freedom Press. I am your host, Mark Christopher Garrett. And today, I would like to talk a little bit about Tulsi Gabbard. As we all know, here recently, Ms. Gabbard has relinquished her affiliation with the Democrat Party. She had joined the Democrat Party early on, getting into adulthood at age 21, as she puts it, when she ran for the first time in Hawaii for state elections. She has honored her country, both in civil service and in military service. She's an exceptional woman by far. Whether you agree with her viewpoints or not, and again, I would love those discussions as to the why nots, as most of her points are valid and make common sense, which is what a lot of politics is lacking today in Washington. Unfortunately, she did not fare well overall. She ran for president for the Democrat Party and failed to make the primaries. And then she never got the party's nomination, obviously, on that. And in 2021, she apparently lost her seat. So she's an exceptional woman. She has done a lot for the people of the United States and for the world over, and really for her just fellow neighbor. I mean, she's a kind-hearted woman. Everyone that has met her, I personally have not, but I have spoken to people that have, and they say she's one of the most caring, kindest women you will ever meet. So there are rumors persisting since she has left the Democrat Party, no longer wanting to continue down that path, as the way she herself puts it, and you can listen to her original podcast at TulsiGabbard.com/podcast. And she explains it that the Democrat Party became too woke, her exact words. And what was interesting is me from my point, could see this when she was attempting to run for the presidency and could not get her party's nomination. And obviously, we know why. Her ideas were too sound. They made too much common sense. They were too rational. She was not on board with the woke culture that they're indoctrinating everyone with. And we will get into the whys of that in another episode here at Freedom Press. But today we are talking about Tulsi Gabbard and the rumors, mind you, that she has left the Democrat Party to join with another party, and that other party being the Multicultural Party, a newly formed party in Florida that is so secret and so hidden, nobody knows anything about it yet. It seems as if they are going behind the scenes and recruiting the cream of the crop to usher in a new majority party, so to speak. And so everyone is speculating. And again, it's speculation. Did Tulsi Gabbard officially leave the Democrat Party to join with the Multicultural Party? Now, we've interviewed the speaker of the Multicultural Party, and you need to check back for that episode as it's quite revealing. But as of yet, we can only say that at this point it is rumor and conjecture, and there is no official word on Tulsi Gabbard having joined the multicultural party. Thank you guys for listening. You are tuned into Freedom Press.